from. There's a basic difference between Yahanisim, you say, and Purim or Hanukkah. And for instance, Yalav Yavo, that we said today, Rish Chodesh. If a person missed saying Yalav Yavo today in Rish Chodesh, he has to answer. On the other hand, he misses Awanisim, he doesn't have to repeat it. Yalav Yavo is in Ritzei, and Awanisim is in Modim. Reason is as follows. Like Yalav Yavo, and during Shmoneh Atzrei, I have to mention Rosh Chodesh. That's it. It's a Haskara. On the other hand, Alanisim is something totally different. Alanisim is Hodah, give Hodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when we give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do it on the secho shabuchoyom imanu, the nisim that every day are with us. Now, of course, the nisim we have every day are not nisim gluyim. There are two types of hanahoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally violates teva. For instance, Dam Tzvadeya Kinim Priyas Yamsuf. This is a total violation of nature. And purpose was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above nature, controls it. There are Nisim Nistorim and there's regular Hashgacha Pratis. Regular Hashgacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world using all of the rules of this world, and he, even though it's hands-on, it's not nicker from exactly what's happening in an individual case that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running it. A Neis Nister is different. A Neis Nister is that even though no Chukei HaTeva have been violated, but everything comes together in such a way that it's readily apparent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this entire thing. Nisecha shebchol yom iman. Say there are nisim nistarim every day if we would just open our eyes. Then we say, and now we're going to talk about two specific nisim nistarim, Chanukah and Purim. So we begin Alanisim. Alanisim is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with Neis. We thank him for the Nisim for two reasons. Because we receive from those Nisim, number one. For number two, that if a person has his eyes open, he can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world and he understands Mechazikim. Alanisim. Yala Porkin. What does Purim mean? Probably the best way to translate it would be redemption. That these nisim are what saves Klal Yisrael. V'al ha'gvuros, v'al ha'tshuos, v'al ha'milchomos. Shosisu l'avol seinu b'yomim ha'heim b'zman hazeh. Now, what's very important to notice is we talk about milchomos. Now, who was fighting in these wars? We have when the Jews stood up to their enemies, time of Purim, and the Hashmonaim, the Maccabim, when they stood up to the Greeks. So you would think that who was fighting those wars? The Jews were fighting the wars, or the Maccabim were fighting the wars? It's not what it says. Mechamos she'asisu l'avoseinu, you made those wars b'yomim ha'heim b'zman hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu ran those wars. And the fact that we view that the wars are being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we give gratitude for, that they're tshuvos. That in those wars, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been running those wars, and everything had gone k'derech hateva, then it wouldn't have worked. Times of Hanukkah, what do we say? Giborim biyad chaloshim, rabim biyad ma'atim, there were a few weak, tmeim biyad tohorim, there were tohorim, tzadikim, and oskei torasecha. Yeah, they went out in the battlefield, they won, but b'derech hateva, a few weak people aren't going to stand up to the most powerful army at the time. So that's what we see. We didn't see any specific event that happened. It's called the Derech HaTeva that we talk about here. But we see from the fact that such a victory happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the war. And the same thing. Kishom Aleim Homan Rosh. Bikesh Laharog La'abe. Harog La'abe. It's called Yehudi Minar. V'atzok in Taf Anoshim Yom Ech. Shosh Rotsu L'chodesh. Neim Rotsu L'chodesh Ador Shalom. Now, what's so important to be Yom Echad? The thing is as follows. That had it gone over a period of time, so why Jews would have an ability to organize themselves? On the other hand, when Haman wanted everything on one day, Yom Echad, a surprise attack, so that the Jews will not have an ability to organize themselves. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He had an entire plan set up. He farta es atzoso kilkaltos machshav. So they two separate things. He was coming. He had his plans of currying favor with Ahasuerus. And there's an old minig that we sing Balaila Hu Nodosh Natamela to a special nig. Because the Medrash, the Zoya say, what it means Nodosh Natamela, Shnasha Melech Malchem Lochem Kodesh Baruch Hu. That night HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel couldn't sleep. That night HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the whole thing around. He farta esatzoso, v'kilkaltas machshavtom. He v'ayom ohomim belibo lemi yachbol tzamelech lausos kor yosim and who with the one king one. So here's all of his whole aitzes to promote his career. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed his makalkalis machshavtom and use that to punish him. Why is Hashivosa lo gemulo berosh hampo? Because if you take a look, when Yisrael came to Moshe, ki badovar asher zodu aleihem. When you see hashgach protis is one thing. When you see the hashgach scharva onesh in reality, you see how the person who did that is being punished. You understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon b'lot. That's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for showing us through totally turning everything upside down. Well, that he's running the world. He's running it according to a cheshbon, a schar v'onesh. And he got his proper punishment. V'tolo osa v'zbon avalayitz. And that aids that Hechin LeMordechai destroyed him. The Baruch Hu set it up in a way that he ended up destroying himself. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. So what are we thanking for? We're thanking that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. We see him taking the most difficult circumstances and manipulating it for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. And we see Scharva Onesh Popoa. That is what this tefillah is. It begins in a very interesting way. B'mei Mordechai v'Esther b'Shushan Habib. The other one begins B'mei Matisyo. We could have said V'hoya b'Shushan Habiru Omara. No. B'mei Mordechai v'Esther. How does the Megillah begin? Vayi b'mei Achashverosh. We don't begin here. Yes. We don't begin here. B'mei Achashverosh. No. B'mei Mordechai v'Esther. That's telling us a very important thing. We're going and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this whole victory. We say, whose presence was the result of the Yeshua and the Nisim were a result of whose chus? Of Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai and Esther were unique in the sense that they were protected. They were not vulnerable. Esther was in the royal palace. And Mordechai was her protector, and nothing would have happened to him. And what does Mordechai tell Esther? Al tadami b'nafsheich mimolek beis hamelech mikol ha'yudim. Don't go into a fantasy that you are going to save all the Jews in the royal household. Kim hachresh tachrishi beis hazos. So if you keep quiet, Klal Yisrael is going to be saved, and you didn't use your position in the royal palace to save them, you're finished. That is what Mordechai told us. Now, Mordechai himself, that was his soul. That's why he got involved. This is the beginning of Noach. That is the koyach of certain Yechidei Skula, because of their madrega, to save a door that's about to be destroyed. If they identify with the door, they feel the pain of the door. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the din of the door, he puts them as part of it because they haven't separated themselves from it. Mordechai and Esther were in positions that they were not in danger. But Mordechai told Esther that think and realize that the reason you ended up in queen as a queen is not you're more beautiful than anyone, you're more charming than anybody. No, it had nothing to do with that. And mi yodea, says Mordechai, im le'eis kazos higat l'malchus. And because of this, you were zochet to malchus. That don't feel that you are special. You're in a position to save Klal Yisrael. And if you feel the identity with Klal Yisrael, that someone of your madrega should feel, then in your schos, Klal Yisrael can be saved. And in Mordechai's schos, Klal Yisrael can be saved. So at the time of Mordechai and Esther, while Klal Yisrael acted improperly, but there was still Yechidei Skula around in whose schos they could be, Klal Yisrael could be saved. Now, at the end of the Megillah, I have an interesting bracha. Hokeo Harovas Rivenu Adonis Danainu Vanokim Nikmosenu Mishalin Gmul Cholo Oivin Avshenu. And we read the Megillah. So before, of course, to the Birkas HaMitzvah. But afterwards, we say Harovas Rivenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu fights our fights. Adonis Danainu. He executes a din for us, and he'll take vengeance instead of us. And pays back a punishment to all the enemies of our neshama. And he saves us from all our enemies. What is the purpose of this bracha at the end? When we read Torah Barabim, there's bracha lefaneho and bracha lachareho. Hashem bracha bono mikol amim losanot Torah also, losanot Torah, shenosanot Torah senes. When we read Hallel, there's a bracha before, a bracha after. Haluch Hashem alakim alakom maasecha. Chay desa tzadikim alosir etzonecha. That is, now, here, why? The bracha at the end is supposed to encapsulate the basic message. The basic message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Esrivenu. He fights our battles. He doesn't stop fighting our battles. And this is the important, another important part of the name Mordechai V'Esther B'Shem Shabbat. You have to deserve it. There's nothing for free. If we don't deserve it, he's not going to do it. He's Ravis Rivenu and Donas Dimenu. He executes the proper judgment. That's it. I'm a shining mule holy than Hashem. And Mahashkacha Pratis.
But we never actually deserve it, though.
The Gemara says, why did Klal Yisrael deserve to be destroyed at the time of the time? This is very this. So Klal Yisrael deserved to be threatened, and to be, it's not so easy to be threatened. But because they did tshuva, had they not done tshuva, they would have been destroyed. But they did do tshuva. What more Chai tell them? Tzumu al tochlu al tishlu. Tishlu, go out. The 3 days of tshuva. Mordechai know without those 3 days of tshuva, they wouldn't have been saved. The tefillahs are there for us to get the basic message. The basic message is Klal Yisrael lives a very dangerous existence. Other nations of the world have a rise, have a fall. Certain general rules of history. I saw there are no general rules of history. And with Tachas Hashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when something happens, you have to realize it's happening because we are Klal Yisrael. But if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a Yeshua, Tshuots, we have to be deserving of it. That's why we begin. He's Rav is Rivenu. He fights our battles, but not Stam. Don is Dinenu. Because he gives us that judgment. And we have to deserve it. We have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting the war. Hashem Elokecha Mishalech B'Kerach Me'echa L'Hatzilcha. He's fighting a war. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting the war, and it's done according to Schar V'Onesh, it's not our victory is going to be Schar, and the enemy is going to have Onesh. And that is that realization, that understanding, that gives us security. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. And it's mechayev us to be on that madrega that we deserve to be saved. Then, okay, we continue. Asheheni atzaz goyim v'yofe machshvos arumen. V'kum oleinu odom rosho neitze zodom mizera amolek. There is an important part of the Megillah. We're talking about Homan ha'agogi. He was descendant from Agog. Amalek is the people who are determined to eliminate and to destroy Klal Yisrael. And when Shaul HaMelech was told, go kill the Amaleki, the Torah Parsha Zohar, he comes back with Agag and he comes back with all the sheep. So Shmuel HaNovi asks him, what's all this? And he says, I did it for this reason, for that reason. The Gemara in Yuma says that the night before he went into battle, he felt bad. How can I kill the women? How can I kill the children? They're not fighting us. The Gemara Baruch Hu says, no. So what happened? He left Agag alive. Leaving Agag alive, but all Agag's children are gone, so how could Haman be Agag? Because it was one night in between when Agag was captured and Shmuel killed him. So what happened? B'chemlotso al Agag nolad oyev lo zocharach ha-meshol. He spared him for that night. And that night, there was a woman with him in whatever jail, wherever he was. And that night she became pregnant. And out of that comes Homer. Because if the Torah says lahashmed, laharog, la'abed, it's called Erudim, that means Amalek, the only safety for the world is the absolute destruction of Amalek. And all the Rachmanis has to be put aside. And all the chesed has to be put aside. And somehow, this hatred of Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael stands for, that defines who and what Amalek is. We say, Homan hodia evas havosof, the hatred of his fathers, v'orir sinas achim labonim, lo zochar rachmei Shmuel Shaul, ki b'chemloso al Agag nolad oyev. Okay. Yeah, and that's, we go on here. Vinuka tomei b'yidei tohor. It's not just that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamps. He, in order to explain to us what was happening, he made sure the same thing that happened in Hanukkah, tomei and b'yat tohor, people who lived a superior life, and not necessarily a military life, and people who lived a low life. And the low life fell in the hands of those who led a superior life. And this is the whole theme that we have in the brachos after the Megillah.